Andy in Kansas. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple of dudes who like to sit around, drink red wine, talk about Alex Jones, and wait for death. There's been a change this week.
Waiting for death is probably the best way of putting it.
We are hoarding water and waiting for death's sweet embrace.
God, it sure seems like it's time.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Boy,
we're
oh
right
boy.
There.
Yep, yep. We're
I want to build a bunker.
We're close to, like, I got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy these non-perishable foods.
Do they have anything that protects against radiation?
Yeah, they do.
Then fuck yeah, we're in.
But it might.
Finally, we discover that there's one good thing. Like, it turns out Alex Jones saves the entire human race.
I think what he has won't work.
Whoa.
But it's advertised for that. Anyway. Plot twist of this show is that I know so much about Alex Jones.
And I don't know anything about Alex
Jones. And that
Jones.
Is where we find our middle ground, that is the audience. They might know a little bit.
Right.
Some of them might be closer to my end, some of them might be closer to your end.
We educate and inform, and in the meantime, hopefully, we entertain.
You know what? I was just
because I'll be goddamned if it's impossible to listen to anything Alex Jones says without that.
It's fascinating to think that there's probably out there, there's probably some Dan folks, and there's probably some Jordan folks. Probably some people who listen to, they're like, I like Dan. Jordan's kind of annoying. And vice versa.
Yeah, I don't know.
100%. Like, some people are listening for you, some for me. Sound off on Twitter.
Please don't.
Destroy both of our self-esteem.
I don't know if either of us can handle that.
Yeah, please don't do that.
I am a delicate snowflake, always looking for a safe space.
We're going to get today's episode. Before we do, I'd like to give a shout out.
I'm a policy wonk.
That was for you, Brian Berger. Thank you very much for donating to the show.
Thanks a bunch, Brian.
I realize that this is the first time I've used a donator's last name. That was accidental, but he's also, he's an old.
If we have any Alex Jones listeners, that's the real problem right there.
He's an old friend of mine. On the night before his wedding, I threw pennies at him and he almost beat me up over a sink. He's a good man. Anyway.
The night before his wedding?
Yeah.
How did the wedding go?
Wedding was fine. I got too drunk at the reception, though, and might have.
And then you finally got beat up over a sink.
No, I karaoke'd Strokin' and didn't realize that there were still children present at the reception. It was a night of fuck-ups.
It was
on
an
my
interesting
part.
Night.
Today we're going to get to what our episode is about. It's going to be interesting. I told you before we started, it's going to be unlike a lot of episodes we've ever done in the past. But first, I want to start with an out-of-context drop that'll have nothing to do with what we talk about on today's episode.
Let us give the newborn baby shots. Oh, another one died. Oh, liberal. I mean, this is just their whole deal.
Right. It's, and I don't, you know, I as well, I'm not a troglodyte. And
still,
I,
oh, liberal.
But I am.
Do it with me.
I don't like any of what's going on right
now.
Yeah.
That was a long time for them to do that.
Alex Jones and Leanne McAdoo had a little round table about transhumanism. And
all right.
That was some of their deep analysis.
That was it.
It went way off the rails. Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's, they just sure did that.
That should give you some indication of like how the show has been the last few days. It's been a disaster.
There goes another one. Another baby dies.
Mm.
Liberal. That's their entire argument.
Most of it, yeah.
Okay.
And everybody, you can imagine what he's doing. They're doing the little
T-Rex
arms. And,
oh,
yeah.
You know, you saw it in your brain the moment he did.
The last few days on the show have been trouble, and I've been trying to find something for our next episode to be about, and It's been really hard. So I've been going back to the well, and we have a couple time travel episodes we're going to end up doing.
Okay.
In the near future, but I wanted to do one of my own. And so I went back to the day of the Boston bombing. Cause I was really curious. Remember listening to him a little bit back then.
Didn't he say it was a false flag?
Oh, big time.
Okay.
But, here's the thing. I don't know if we'll ever cover the episode itself because much like the 9/11 episode, it's really not that interesting.
Okay.
But, as the news of the Boston bombing is breaking, he's in the middle of an interview with Richard Belzer.
Richard Belzer?
Yeah. So Richard Belzer sidecars his coverage of the Boston bombing over Skype. It's amazing.
So he is still on Skype with Richard Belzer.
Yep.
While all this news breaks.
Well, yep.
And Richard Belzer is not allowed to go.
No. And he's thrilled to be there. Belzer loves it. Okay. Alex Jones is speculating wildly about how they're going to target Patriots.
Right.
And Belzer is just straight up signing off on all of it. It's bizarre. Like, you watch him on Law and Order and everything, you think he's like, and you know he has a lot of ideas about JFK.
I was genuinely sitting here going like, it can't be Richard Belzer.
Oh, it's Bells.
It can't be that Richard Belzer.
It's Hell's Bells.
And he's just there.
Yep.
It's that Richard Belzer.
It is. So I was digging around. I was trying to find something for us to cover because, like I said, the last 2 days have been just like a no man's land.
Right.
And that was no good. I was really struggling. And then I realized on Monday, Alex Jones did an interview with Jack Posobiec.
Yes.
And we've brought him up a couple times in the past. And today it is finally time for us to delve in to something that I am going to call one of our dirty dossiers. Because as we do this show, it's going to become more and more essential that we clearly delineate who these fucking characters are that exist in the periphery.
Okay.
Alex Jones had an interview with Jack Posobiec because he is one of the main forces behind the Macron leaks. So I found a New Yorker article that contradicts his story about what happened with the Macron leaks.
Okay.
This is a New Yorker story that actually uses an interview with Jack Posobiec as its sort of foundation. I quote from this New Yorker article. I reached Posobiec by phone on Saturday. The previous day, he told me, he had flown from Washington to Miami to attend a party hosted by the far-right self-promoter Milo Yiannopoulos. Posobiec spent much of Friday night monitoring 4chan/poll, the 4chan message board, which has recently become a breeding ground for nationalist trolls, both in the U.S. and abroad. This is a quote from Posobiec. People were claiming something big was coming, so I just kept hitting refresh, he told me. Shortly before 3 p.m., an anonymous 4chan user posted 9 gigabytes of information, purportedly hacked emails, photographs, and internal documents from the campaign of Emmanuel Macron. Posobiec could not know whether all the information was authentic. He didn't even have time to glance through most of the thousands of pages, but he considered it his journalistic duty to let his followers know about the leak. Quote, massive doc dump at poll, he tweeted. He included a link to the 4chan post, along with the hashtag MacronLeaks. So that's how he got involved, according to him.
I had heard that happened, and that it was, and that's why everybody was mad at WikiLeaks or something, and yet they weren't the ones who leaked the information or hacked it. They just had it.
Yeah, they ended up with it and released it. It was hacked by somebody. So anyway, he goes to this party, and people start retweeting it, and it starts to catch steam, and so, at about midnight, he realizes he's at Milo Yiannopoulos' party.
Uh-huh.
And he realizes that a bunch of other people have started to pick up on this. Obviously, some of these bot farms started to push the content.
Of course.
Much like it's been demonstrated has been done in the past.
Yes.
And so on the phone, Posobiec started a live video on Periscope, which he called a, quote, press conference on Macron leaks. The first few minutes consisted of Posobiec,
which he has not read or looked at.
He's gone to a party at this point.
Yes.
The first few minutes consisted of Posobiec and his girlfriend dancing to Bad and Bougie by Migos, while Posobiec occasionally made the okay hand gesture.
All right. Why didn't he just stop it there?
I don't know.
Don't talk about the leaks.
Yeah.
Just let me enjoy that. Just let me enjoy that mental image of you, your monstrous 4D journalism bullshit.
Yeah.
And instead you're dancing to Migos.
So then he took a little bit of criticism about,
like the alt-right does.
Yeah. He took some harsh criticism and his response was, I just find interesting things and post them to my Twitter feed. Look, journalists have gotten so bad that they see someone like me doing real work, actually digging through documents and distributing them to people. They assume there must be some sort of conspiracy behind it. I hope that if anything, this can be a learning experience for the New York Times and Le Monde and the rest of them to understand how real journalism works.
He was dancing to Migos!
By his own admission in this article.
He didn't read any of the documents!
No, he just said like, well, maybe this is something. Fuck,
yeah.
I'll put it out on Twitter.
That was it!
Yeah. So that should give you some sort of a sense of what a blowhard fuck this guy is.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan.
Hate him.
I read something about him where he was describing his 4D journalism.
Yeah, or he gets involved.
Yeah. A lot of other people just report things. And I believe his quote was, I'll go to an anti-Trump rally and start saying anti-Clinton stuff.
Just see what happens.
Yeah. And you're like, that's just being a dick. That's not being a journalist of any kind.
But again, this directly relates to what we talked about in that 2015 episode where Mark Dice went out and asked people to, if they supported banning the American flag.
Right.
Or got them to sign his petition. InfoWars puts out a video about it. Drudge Report puts up a link. Alex Jones starts reporting that Drudge Report is reporting this thing. It's this cycle.
Yeah.
It's Jack Posobiec goes and starts a fight at some like anti-Trump rally. He becomes the story and then he reports on the story.
Okay. Now, I have only taken zero journalism classes, but I have read journalism.
Sure.
I feel like that's wrong.
Isn't that bad?
Aren't you supposed to, like, by the definition of journal, aren't you supposed to record these things, and that's it? Just write it the fuck down.
Even the fucking newscaster in Arrested Development knows that. can't be part of the story. Can't be part of the story.
Yeah, exactly.
Even in a fucking... Anyway, we're going to talk quite a bit about Jack Posobiec today, and at the end of this, I guarantee you, he going to be busted. But... We have to start with why he was on the show on Monday.
Okay.
So he was tweeting about the Macron leaks.
Right.
And now he's coming on to InfoWars on Monday because the narrative is that Macron himself is suing Jack Posobiec. So I will let...
No, isn't he suing Le Pen?
I will let Alex Jones start the narrative.
All right.
So if Macron's so powerful, the new French president, why is he suing Jack Posobiec, who... reported on the whistleblowers, the leaks.
I don't know if he's suing Le Pen, but what he is doing is they're starting an investigation into these hackings.
Yeah.
Because they are patently illegal.
Yeah, that's a super good idea.
Yep.
To investigate these hackings.
Yep.
The ones where you got hacked illegally.
And especially because this hack is different than the Podesta ones and other hacks in the past, where this hack explicitly... has tons of fake shit in it.
Yeah. Apparently Macron put his own fake shit in there.
Smart.
Yeah. which is super smart. That he didn't know he was going to be hacked.
Mm-hmm.
But still, like, I mean, if you're halfway smart now, you know you're going
to
be hacked.
But to be fair, like, our intelligence agencies in the last few days have confirmed that they told, the French that, like, hey, guys, there are attacks happening. We can monitor them. We're seeing them happening.
Yeah.
You are being digitally attacked.
You're being targeted.
But
at the same time, I feel like you should guess.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going up against a nationalist candidate anywhere, you better believe you're gonna get hacked.
Yeah.
Just do a better job of hiding shit.
It's becoming the tool of the present and the future of hurting people.
And this one is undeniable. Mm. Like, this was explicitly, we're trying to influence this election.
And
there was no other explanation for it.
And the only reason is to help the nationalist candidate.
Yeah, exactly.
Quote nationalist candidate.
Which we can tie back to all of the other hacks helping nationalist candidates with ties to Putin and to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like there can be no other conclusion.
Yep.
It is now, obviously the evidence is circumstantial. But if it's a fucking coincidence, I will kill myself.
It's like this stuff happening. Sally Yates and Clapper's testimony the other day. Comey being fired today as we're recording this.
It's too late.
It's too much.
Yeah.
All of it is too much. I don't know how to handle this. Let's not talk about that. Let's talk about Jack Posobiec.
Okay.
It's easier
Let's
somehow.
Talk about a different person who deserves to be in jail.
So he wants to give a little breakdown about the leaks. He's gonna talk about, the stuff that's being found.
Right.
In these documents.
I hope it's pizza.
What's really happened? What's unfolding? Why they're suing you? Why they're so upset? And what we're learning about reportedly the gay porn, the gay escorts, the drugs. I mean, what's going on here? Why this guy is such a little darling of the establishment, youngest French president ever?
Sure, Alex. And so we saw the Macron gate last week where it was revealed that he has these offshore bank accounts in the Cayman Islands, tax evasion, billions of dollars. It was also then revealed in these emails that number one, the Macron campaign was funding Antifa, was behind the Antifa riots in Paris where they were setting police officers on fire.
Let's be clear. there is not real evidence of those bank accounts that he's talking about.
In fact, he's also, there is absolutely no evidence of it because it's been proven they do not exist.
And all the images that people keep posting are all not what they say they are.
Exactly.
Some of them are insurance documents.
Right.
It's insanity.
Like normal people have.
That's
why he's suing Le Pen for defamation, because that's literally what she's doing.
Okay. Well,
they can sue Posobiec for the same thing.
Probably
in the same
not,
way that
though,
you can sue.
He's not a French citizen.
That's
I don't know.
True.
I don't know what kind of standing they'd have, but they're not suing him. But
right.
Here's the thing.
Well, probably because they can't.
The kind of behavior that's being expressed here is the kind of thing that's like, well, if they weren't going to sue you, sure hope they do now.
Yeah.
Because now he's introducing this idea of like, they were paying people to set cops on fire, and then it's going to get worse.
May 1st, we find out activities where they've been selling and buying designer drugs that they're saying they're for the boss. This drug called MMC3, a sophisticated drug. He's also on the list, essentially, of this homosexual cult sort of mailing list that he's on. So with the drugs and all that stuff. And let's keep in mind that Macron himself is a victim of pedophilia. So we know from a very early age he was involved in pedophilia himself, the victim of his own wife.
Two things. If you search for MMC3, everything that comes up is about a Nintendo controller called the Memory Management Controller. So,
well, yeah, but this is that times three.
This is deep stuff.
It'll get you so high you'll be able to play video games.
I mean, yeah, his wife is a lot older than him, but the age of consent in France is 15. So,
right.
I don't know if you want to call that pedophilia,
so
but like culturally,
that's what.
Yeah,
they're calling that.
That's specifically what he's talking about.
I thought we were talking about, you know.
Child abuse?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I mean, if he's making that kind of an accusation unfounded, I mean, it's not even an accusation, but it's just weird. No,
it's just weird.
He's talking about his wife, who was a teacher in his high school, a drama teacher.
Right.
And they ended up having a relationship later.
Yeah, it's weird and unusual and...
I know at least two people who ended up dating teachers. One of them got married, but they did not start their relationship while they were teacher and student.
But
and
later on, they
met around that, like, 16, 17 no man's land. Where it's like, it's fucked up, but, you know, it's not Mary Kay Letourneau shit or anything like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Look, I'm not here to go to bat for Macron hanging around with his teacher, but I also am not here to call it pedophilia. I think that is...
That'd be great if you explicit, like, at the very beginning of the episode, you're like, I am here to go to bat for Macron banging his teacher.
I
have no personal investment in this whatsoever.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I do think it matters, though, culturally, that the age of consent is 15 in France. It's not illegal. Whatever. Who cares?
If one part of the world looks at another part of the weird world and goes, that's gross and you should be held to our standards, you're dumb.
Yeah. But anyway, he goes on. He says even worse stuff about Macron and his wife.
But even then, he made it imply that he wasn't... That he was involved in pedophilia.
Right.
Like he wasn't the victim of pedophilia.
Nope. Mm-mm.
He was just all around it.
He was part of that world, and therefore he will always be part
exactly.
of that world.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so that makes him a complete pervert.
We completely skipped over the part where he said that he's on a gay sex cult's email list.
Well, who is it? That is totally believable. What? He's on a gay sex cult email list?
What kind of gay sex cult has an email list? That's a shitty cult.
Why would you send out what? Okay, it's time to send out an email blast for our next gay sex cult meeting.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Hey, guys, I'm going to send you an Evite. How's Saturday morning around 11?
So here he goes.
Potluck.
He goes on a little more, and this is the stuff that I've actually seen people tweeting about.
Okay.
Like this part of his commentary, and it's fucking wacky.
There's tens of thousands. We literally haven't had enough time possibly for our researchers at Rebel Media or the people on 4chan to go through these things, to translate them, and to make all the connections to find what's out.
Also, he's talking about people on 4chan, which are notorious, reliable researchers.
Yeah.
Certainly let them handle every truth-based investigation. Secondarily, he brought up Rebel Media. Again, they are very important. They are a piece of this puzzle that is going to be increasingly dangerous in the future.
Okay.
Just wanted to point that out.
Out there. They were using Bitcoin to buy designer drugs on the black market out in France. I mean, it's crazy.
Now, the story is, I mean, it's admitted with him and his older wife that there's a lot of weird stuff going on and that she did know him back when he was married and all this. What's going on there?
That's right. So he was her high school student when he was 14 and 15. And then later, but it was stated that was when the relationship started, but that no sexual acts began until he was of legal age in France, which I believe is 18. Nope. So that right there tells me something very, very fishy is going on. She has children that are older than him, as a matter of fact. And it may be a way that they found this guy very, very young, and they were using that to essentially, you know, turn him into a puppet, turn him into a marionette, and now they're plying him with drugs, keeping him drugged up, and getting him to do whatever they want. You've got the article here at Got News where they're showing you this stuff, the way they're controlling him, the same kind of mind control they use for celebrities, for actors, for musicians that we see around the world.
Yep.
Great journalism.
Yep. Mind control.
Great.
Mind control. We see it for actors.
Yes.
Musicians.
All of them.
Celebrities.
Yep. They're being
whatever Kim Kardashian is.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it just.
It's mind control.
Yep.
He was groomed from a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
We know because he said that nothing started until he was of legal age.
Which is 15.
That means something very suspicious is going on.
Sure.
Obviously. If somebody asks you that question all the time and then you answer it truthfully, we know you're lying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, mind control with the designer drugs?
Right, yeah.
Bitcoin?
You take this really young guy and you drug him up real good and now he's your puppet.
Yep. 15 years ago, now he's your puppet.
Right. Now he's the youngest president in France ever. And
so he's literally a Manchurian candidate. That's what they're saying.
They would never be saying this stuff if he wasn't someone who just beat the pants off of Marie Le Pen.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. Like, the idea that he didn't fact check what the age of consent is in France means he's not doing any work.
Why would he?
The fact that he just tweeted about this stuff and then went to Milo's party means he doesn't really care at all. He dances to Migos during his press conference.
Yeah.
Means he's an asshole.
Tens of thousands of documents.
Right. And then he comes into the Alex Jones show and he's like, he's probably being drugged up and is just a puppet. Like, you, if you're a journalist, you can't say that. You don't have anything to back that on.
You can't speculate wildly about mind control drugs and whether or not they are being used to manipulate the leaders of multiple countries, as well as musicians.
You're not supposed to.
And
it's considered poor fun.
As we all know, the number one musician being mind controlled right now?
Bad and bougie.
Migos.
that's most of the substance of what he's talking about.
That's the substance.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also is asked at one point about how he found out he's being sued, and his fucking answer is so vague and nonsensical that, like, I don't believe him at all. Like, no, and I tried to Google it. I tried to find, like, you know, Posobiec being sued by Macron. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's nothing on it. He said the documents are public. There is nothing. There's nothing. He's not being sued by Macron. Anyway. We're going to get back to Jack Posobiec in a second, but I want to get the taste out of our mouth with our old friend Alex, because we need some Alex Jones on this podcast.
Yes, we do.
It's going to be a lot of Posobiec, so let's enjoy Alex while we can, discussing how evil the Louvre is.
What?
He wants to say that the Louvre is satanic, and when Macron came he came out in front of the pyramid,
right?
That it was some symbolic satanistic gesture. Now, some might argue it's one of the biggest landmarks in France.
Don't understand.
But Alex brings up.
I don't even think it houses anything famous.
I need you to I want you to hear every word of this because it's fucking hilarious. Alex Jones, because he starts reading for once in his life.
Oh no.
Accidentally busts himself live on air. So here we go.
And sure enough, found from the Encyclopedia Obscura, the Louvre Pyramid. And you can read where, completed in 89, the largest of the structures, commonly referred to as the Louvre Pyramid, now serves as the main entrance to the museum and is one of the city's more notable landmarks. The structure's Chinese-American architect claimed that the design was inspired by a trellis he had seen at the adjunct, and that the Louvre Pyramid was in no way related to the monuments of Egypt. The Louvre Pyramid raised controversy in the 80s following the publication of an official brochure. Twice in the pages of the brochure, it was claimed that the structure was formed of 666 individual panes of glass. The figure was subsequently quoted on numerous newspapers and became a widespread And then it goes on, though, to have Francois Mitterrand saying that, indeed, it is dedicated to the beast. Revelations aside, the notions that the Louvre Pyramid 666 Paintings is, in fact, false, it tries to claim an official statement by the Louvre Museum. Now, where was the part you showed me, though, where Francois Mitterrand said that himself?
Do you see that? He fucking busted himself. Twice there at the end, he tried to undersell how what he was reading says the opposite of what he wanted to say. He was saying that, like, these 666 tile thing, it was subsequently proven to be a hoax.
Yeah.
And he drops off the word hoax and was like, it's subsequently proven. But then Mitterrand, that is false. Wait, where did he say that himself? Never does get around to proving it.
It was based on the beast.
Based on the beast.
Based on the beast.
Brock Lesnar was the inspiration for the Louvre.
And we know that it's suspicious because the Louvre came out and said, it's not suspicious.
Right, right. And all of this stuff is just based. I mean, if you listen to what he's saying, it's all just based on a pamphlet, like an erroneous pamphlet.
Yeah.
That came out.
There were a couple of pamphlets.
Yeah.
Well, they were brochures.
Brochures!
They were brochures. They also included some SkyMall objects, but who doesn't need SkyMall objects?
Ces brochures est très bien. J'adore la France. Now there's going to be a new segment where I just speak French for a little
while. Okay, I'm going to let you roll.
So, Jack Posobiec has come in. He's made his claims about Macron. And now it's time to take a little trip back in time to the last time that Jack Posobiec was on InfoWars.
Okay.
It might not actually be the last time, but it's the most important time.
Okay.
And that is when he was breaking the story about Pizzagate.
Alrighty.
So what we're going to do is
I'm happy to get back to that fucking monstrosity of a bullshit mess story that still won't goddamn die.
Well, because no one else should have to watch the entire video of Jack Posobiec going to Comet Ping Pong, I have done that and isolated clips. Now what we're going
to- So we're going to the actual video of him wandering through a pizza place going, look, there it is.
Nope. What we're going to do is we're going to listen to his interview with Owen Schroyer on InfoWars. And then whenever he says something about what he did at Comet Ping Pong, I will play the actual audio of it. Just to prove in real time what a fucking liar he is.
Do you even need me for this episode?
I don't.
Do you want to just put those back to back for the rest of the episode? We'll call it good after another 20 minutes.
I actually think that you might be surprised by how big of a liar he is. So, like,
all right.
It actually does serve a purpose that you're here. And I like company.
Okay. All righty.
So here we go. This is the beginning of the interview we did with Owen Schroyer.
Let's just call this the You Busted special.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, there we go.
You Busted Posobiec.
We are joined by Jack Posobiec, the Special Operations Director for Citizens for Trump. He was giving me great intel on election night. All of it ended up coming true. But recently, he went inside of Comet Pizza and Ping Pong and got kicked out.
So we should just stop there for a second and really make clear that he is not a journalist. He's a functionary for Citizens for Trump.
Yes.
He is a political operative.
No,
he's never been someone who... No?
Journalism.
Journalism.
Nah.
No. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, you know how... I mean, let's face it. Fox News is basically an arm of the Trump campaign now, too.
Sure. Anyway.
Well, one of the biggest trends on Twitter has been the whole Pizzagate thing, and there's a lot of weird activity going on here, a lot of alleged stuff that a lot of people on Twitter are obsessing over, to be quite frank with you. But you actually went to Comet Ping Pong and Pizza. You actually had your boots on the ground. Tell us about what happened.
So that's what I do, Owen, and thanks for having me on tonight. I saw a lot of people were researching Pizzagate, and I saw a lot of people were talking about it, and quite frankly, it had not been something that I had put a lot of effort into because it really broke just towards the end of the campaign. And at Citizens for Trump, we were working very hard to get Mr. Trump elected, to make sure that we were going to stop the steal, stop the fraud operations that were going on from the Democrats. So I hadn't really paid much attention to it.
So he has already laid out here his groundwork. He was actively working to get a particular candidate elected.
Like a journalist.
This fake controversy that sprung out of the illegal leaks of the opposite candidate's emails, or her campaign manager's emails.
Right.
Didn't really pay much attention to them.
Right. Journalist.
Didn't really pay much attention to him.
Didn't need to.
Nah. Other people.
Trying to get Trump elected. Why would you pay attention to those leaks?
That's also not true. He was paying attention to those things. But he goes on. He in this next clip, he discusses a little bit about his decision to go to Comet Ping Pong.
Did he struggle?
Oh, he's
did he have in an inner battle?
This is a hero story. I mean, you got to know that.
Oh, okay.
Jack Posobiec comes out of this looking great.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're on some hero's journey.
This is Joseph Campbell stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
This is where he's like, can I pull the sword out of the stone? He
gotcha.
Doesn't know.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
He hasn't yet taken the call to action.
No.
And I hadn't been one of those people that was, you know, researching it and putting together the spaghetti string, you know, of who's who, tied to Hillary, tied to Podesta, and all the emails. But I said, well, look, guys, if we think that there's something going on, why don't we just go to the place, sit down, order dinner, Periscope it live, and see what happens.
And you did saw it happen, and you saw kind of a strange reaction. But,
why did you
know, to me, there's even
live?
I mean, humans have a sixth sense. There's a reason why certain environments make our hair stand up on the back of our necks. There's a reason why we get butterflies. I feel like if you were
dimensional beings.
Yeah, if you were in this establishment and there was serious activity like this alleged pedophile activity going on, you would kind of sense it. You would sense the weirdness of the place. Just tell me what it was like when you walked in and then.
But let's be clear. That's not.
I can feel something when I walk in this room. Did you feel that? It just got a little bit colder.
That again is not good journalism.
There's, I can feel pedophile energy
around
this place.
If you're reporting on vibes, that's not good.
Bad vibes. Pizzagate.
Mm-hmm.
Bad vibes.
Yeah, I remember.
That was the New York Post headline.
I remember when Walter Cronkite would get on TV. Like, I got to be honest, I got no facts, but this story gives me the willies. Like, all right.
Good evening. This is Edward R. Murrow. I just want to let you know that McCarthy.
Creepy.
Giving me some bad vibes. Let me tell you something about that guy. Every time I get near him,
just get that.
The hair raises on the back of my neck.
I get goose pimples.
I'm starting to think he's going to prosecute a lot of people illegally for communist ties, even though they don't actually have communist ties. Let's blacklist Hollywood.
Good night and good vibes. So let's discuss these vibes.
How kind of the staff there treated you?
Weird vibe, man. Really weird vibe. And if anyone wants to go and look
weird
up the
vibe,
Periscopes,
man.
I'm on Twitter at Jack Posobiec. It's just my name. And from the
don't
first moment when we stepped in, you know, the people sort of had that like super extra happy smile. And I don't mean like, you know, there was a nice greeter who
the
was there.
Smile.
I mean, like, this is your table. This is going to be a great meal. You're going to have a good time. And then.
So that's how he's characterizing it.
Welcome to your table, Mr. Posobiec. How did you know my name? I am a pedophile.
And I know all.
We know all names. That's what gives us our power.
So I want to be clear. I've not cut out anything relevant from the time that he is in Comet Ping Pong. He does get thrown out. I've cut out him and his friend standing outside talking about how they might eat them.
Right.
We're
going to
be the next victims. They might be high. Like, they might be fucking stoned.
That would be more fun.
Yeah. So here is him going inside Comet Ping Pong, just talking to the greeter, and see if it sounds like it matches up at all with, here's
your table. The food here is good.
Yep. See if it all matches that.
Made of people.
All right, here we go. Time to infiltrate. How do you even get in this place? Oh, okay.
Open the door.
There we go.
It's working.
All right, it's good. Hold on, let's check out the menu. What's on the menu?
What's our cover story? Our cover story is that...
We
work near here and...
That we work in D.C. and we want
pizza. They have ping pong and pizza.
And we want pizza just out here for... Hold on. I want to look at some of this stuff. Jungle peanuts?
Sounds like jungle.
You've been
penis.
Here before.
I may have been here before.
You've been here before. Oh no. Hey, how you doing? Two, please.
Near ping pong or not?
I think just.
Well, no, we would play some ping pong. We're very friendly, so.
Because we have hoops in the back for some ping pong.
Yeah, we want to check out the back.
All right, cool.
Definitely. All right, they're taking us into the back now.
So in that clip,
she didn't even sound that nice, to be honest.
No, she said, in the back, or do you want to be back by the ping pong or not?
Yeah.
And he said, we're friendly.
We're very friendly.
He's the one who's being way more
creepy.
That
is so, he's the worst secret agent in history.
And in that clip, right at the end, he does one of the first things that tips them off. I'm certain that he's not on the level. And that is, he's narrating his trip. He says, they're walking us to the back. Like he's a spy talking into a flower.
Yeah.
Like he has his periscoping, phone in his shirt pocket.
Oh, okay.
So he's walking around with it and like you can see nothing creepy, tons of families, tons of people eating dinner. It's a cool looking like restaurant bar.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing he claims that like, oh, we got footage of all these, creepy pictures and stuff. Nothing. Anyway, they were not being, ooh, here's your table. Ooh. Any of that.
Would you like to be near the ping pong?
So that's the first instance of him incredibly mischaracterizing.
We're
very friendly.
Hi, I am human. Oh shit, what's my cover name? I forgot. I am pizza, ping pong. God damn it.
I'm pizza person man. I'm friendly.
I'm friendly. I would like pizza.
So he goes on in his interview, with our man, Owen Schroyer, to talk a little bit about the various games that they have there. And this is a lie.
We were asking basic questions and sort of the answers that we were getting back with my friend George. And the answers that we were getting back were very shady. They were very non-committal. At one point, we were going into the back room. And so they have this ping pong set up with a foosball table. And I was just saying, oh, foosball. It's like when I was, in the military, we used to always play foosball in the Navy. And I went to swim base and I said, can we play foosball? And like, they didn't know what I was talking about. And even the owner, or I guess the manager who was there, didn't really know what I was talking about. And I pointed to it a couple times and said, oh, that, yeah. Because there's a foosball table there that clearly hadn't been used in a very long time.
So is
it like if you spin the goalie three times, it takes you into the underground?
So that's his characterization of what happened with the foosball. Now I have all the audio of that. Here is what happened with the foosball. And now,
why would you leave it up?
I don't know.
But, why leave it up?
I don't know. It's crazy. But I want you to pay very close attention to the end of this, because the lady very clearly explains why she was a little bit confused. And it makes total sense.
Okay.
Is there foosball too?
How does it work?
Do we have to... like the little football guys. Little, you know.
Let's check. Yes, there is.
Hey guys, how you doing? Foosball.
Yes.
Football.
Yeah, foosball.
I want to say 7 years. I started like 3 days ago, so.
So how long are you open tonight?
So you got that there? You got that?
I started 3 days ago.
Yeah, he's like, you guys got foosball? She's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm nervous. Nobody's ever asked me that question before.
She's being friendly.
I thought you said you were friendly.
She's being friendly and like a server, but at the same time, she doesn't know. And her reason for not knowing is she just started.
I don't know. It's suspicious if you don't know what foosball is.
I don't think it is. I you guys got bumper pool? You guys got pachinko? What do you got? That's again, him completely taking out of context what happened there, but. The foosball fun is not done. We have two more clips about foosball.
Can there be this much about foosball?
Because it really illustrates how weird he's acting. Like, he's not acting like a normal customer. And here, listen to this.
Pacing and leading, pacing and leading, pacing and leading, pacing and leading. We're normal guys who want to play foosball.
He's saying that out loud.
Pacing
and leading, pacing and leading, pacing and leading. We're just normal guys who want to play foosball. What a fucking idiot. So anyway, eventually the person who I presume is the manager, it's hard to tell, it's very dark in the video, but someone comes over and brings him a ball. And it also is very suspicious that they bring him a foosball and he doesn't want to play at all. So
wait, so now he doesn't want to play?
Well, here's that clip.
I thought he said he was just too normal. He was just a normal guy who wanted to play foosball.
Just a normal guy.
Pacing and leaving.
No, I looked in. I couldn't find one. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that bathroom? Bathroom?
No, bathroom's right over here.
Oh, okay.
So that's, you know, he immediately is not interested in the foosball once the ball shows up, which
right.
has got to be strange.
I see you've confirmed my suspicion. There is a foosball.
Yeah. Okay, great. Case proven.
Now we know.
Posobiec.
Now we know. Pizzagate.
So he goes on in this interview. Let's see what else he's got with Owen Schroyer.
And meanwhile, I'm looking around, and it's like 9 o'clock at night in a bar in D.C., and there's little kids, like, just randomly sort of walking around, going back and forth from this curtain. People are going back and forth. And the guy's like, oh, no, you come over here to find the bathroom. And we go over, and there's this, like, I kid you not, you can see it on the Periscope, it's a secret door that's, like, kind of like this flag behind me where a secret door, and, like, you press it in, and then the bathroom door opens. And I'm looking around, I'm like, what kind of place am I in right now?
They do have a very bizarre and unique bathroom door there, but it's nothing evil.
It's a fun door.
But he also says that there's like a back room.
They're like, no, come over here to use the bathroom.
Right.
Because that's where the fucking bathroom is.
Right, but he also...
You can't just go to the... You can't... Okay, come over here to behind the bar to use the bathroom.
We have a sink.
Yes.
But also before that, he was saying that there's kids scampering out in and out of this curtained area and stuff like that. You can see it in the
very unlike children.
It's not in that's not in the Periscope. There is a back room. There is, because every fucking business has a back room.
Uh-huh.
Every single one.
It's where like there's a kitchen, there might be an office in there.
So
could just be cleaning supplies.
What's fun about what you see in the Periscope is that he shows this back door or this back room, the entrance to the back room,
yes.
And
does it say staff only?
They don't say anything, and you can't really see it because it's too far away. There are not kids scampering around.
Uh-huh.
But what there is, it's the implied creepiness of it. But there's also no one back there playing ping pong.
I get bad vibes from that.
It's all empty. No one tells him not to go back there. There's just he asks where the bathroom is. You heard it at the end of the last clip we played.
Yep.
And the
guy's
directed him to
the bathroom.
It's right over here. Here's the bathroom. And again, bathroom is a little creepy, but, I mean, you know, it's just
the bathroom's not a little creepy. It's a weird,
it's a unique door.
It's an unusual bathroom.
Yeah, that's it.
Isn't that always cool?
But it's also a cool bar. Of course you'd want to have something interesting and unique in your bar. So Posobiec goes on to...
It fits with their brand.
He goes on to tell the rest of the... A little bit more of his story, I should say, to Owen Schroyer here. And he gets to the part where his time at Comet Ping Pong Pizza ends.
You know, I see the manager comes by. He's on the phone, and he's, like, staring at me, and he's staring at the other guy. And meanwhile, I've only been in this place for about 5 minutes. And then I get to the point where I think I ordered a garlic knot, and it had just come to sit at my table when the manager comes back with two Washington, D.C. police officers and says, you need to leave the establishment. I am denying you service.
So before we get any further, I want to play this because I think it's important. This confirms that Jack Posobiec did, in fact, order a garlic knot.
I gotta try this zahadi with the pepperoni and jalapeno.
That's a good movie.
Really good. And then, do we get the garlic knot soup?
Sounds like fun.
So he did. That part's not a lie.
That's okay. Thank you, Dan.
As far as I can tell, everything else is a lie. But he did order a garlic knot.
You wanted to make sure that everybody knew.
I like to be more fair than not fair, and in this case, right on.
Confirmed.
Right on with
confirmed.
That order. So, that's how he tells the story when he's
that obviously means, if he ordered a garlic knot,
mm-hmm.
he's part of a gay sex cult.
It's probably a code.
He's on their email blast.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's garlic naughty. So what are you thinking at this point? Like, what do you think? You heard how he described what happened. Do you think that's the story?
Well, we do know that he ordered a garlic knot.
That's true.
So I'm going to have to give him the benefit of the doubt here.
Yeah.
Bob Barker, give me $1.
So at this point, he is sitting at a table with his friend, and he's starting to freak out. He's starting to crack under the spy pressure.
Yo, it's the guy from before. He's on the phone.
It's the guy I was talking to before. He was on the phone.
Oh, no, he's on the phone.
The guy I was talking to before.
Do you guys want anything to drink to start off the night?
Yeah, I got a good Diet Coke, please.
You guys have a right here. We just changed this one.
And then you have to...
Sorry,
DC Bros. Good.
DC Bros. Good?
Yeah.
Do you guys need a whole nice food video?
Yeah,
take a time to take your porch.
I think we're burned. I think we're burned.
So,
what kind of bullshit little child's fantasy is he living right now?
It's a good one.
He was actually in the army?
Yeah, apparently. I don't
know.
Wow. Apparently.
Our army is not, I am not as confident in them as I once was.
But here's the part that's really fucked up is like these kind of publicity stunts have been incredibly effective in terms of making him a celebrity.
Oh, I mean, Ghost Hunters is a big show.
But he's reasonably, like, important in the alt-right. He is a prominent figure in alt-right media.
How are we being defeated by such stupid people?
We're not being defeated by them.
We've already been defeated.
We win.
We didn't win.
No, we've already won.
Look at the world we're in right now.
You and I are not at a pizza place freaking out that we've been burned.
Okay, that's true.
We win.
That's true. We have not been burned yet by any pizza place.
Jack has decided that he's burned. You know?
Yes.
And I love...
He's burned.
I love that he's like, we've been burned. And then immediately the waitress comes up. And it's just, it's a normal order. Like, I'd like a Diet Coke.
I feel like we've been burned. Can I get a Diet Coke? No, we only have Pepsi. Globalists!
She probably heard him say, we've been burned. At this point, they've already behaved super weird in this place. Like, to the point where I used to manage a movie theater. If someone was acting like this in my theater, I would either ignore them or I would throw them the fuck out.
Yeah.
It depends on the circumstances. And if I was, let's say, in a movie theater that was the center of spurious rumors about a satanic pedophilic murder cult, I'd probably kick them out.
With a lunatic periscoping and narrating the entire time?
Probably kick them out.
Yeah.
I think that's the reasonable thing to do.
They could not more obviously have negative intent than if they were like, two kids standing on top of each other wearing a trench coat. It could not be a more obvious fake deception.
So they've decided, or Jack at least has decided, I don't know what his friend thinks on the matter, but he's decided he's been burned. And
his friend just really wanted to get some good pizza.
He's been there before.
He likes that place.
He knows it's good.
Hey, this is a good place, man.
So about a minute goes by of nothing. I cut that out. But then after they've been burned, this happens.
The manager and two DC cops say, I am denying you service.
No, that doesn't happen. What happens is the waiter comes over and gets their order.
How's the Stillwell's?
So, as far as vegetarian pizzas go, it's not my favorite on the list. It's popular.
I mean, I'm not. I'm just...
Why didn't the alt-right pick up on that? Vegetarian pizzas? No, thank you.
That's his friend, bro.
So, it's good.
Globalist.
Personally, it's not my favorite use of special, which I think is a really good. I mean, the Steelwells isn't super popular pizza.
So he's just getting an in-depth pizza recommendation after we've been burned. The guy comes over, the waiter comes over, and he's like, even goes to the extent of saying, it's not my favorite use of spinach.
Yeah.
It's a really popular pizza. It's so fucking stupid. Yeah.
It's really not my favorite use of spinach.
Yeah.
I want a special report on Jack Posobiec's favorite uses of spinach.
That's the waiter saying that.
Oh, the waiter is saying that.
Yeah, the waiter is discussing this pizza that's very popular, and you're like, yeah, there's better uses of spinach. Anyway.
So the waiter's just...
doing his job. He's being very friendly and very helpful. And that's the kind of thing that really annoys waiters a lot of the time, is that, like, really in-depth, like, well, what do you get? What do you like? What would you reco? And, so, I don't know.
All right.
We're on
zero evil so far. I don't even get any bad vibes from this.
Bad vibes.
I get really bad vibes from those two.
Yeah, super bad vibes.
That's creepy.
Here's where we get worse vibes.
Where?
It's been shown through his Twitter account. If you go look through Jack Posobiec's Twitter account, seems to have an undue interest in Russia. Seems to have a lot of interest in reporting Russian embassy news. There's been a number of times that he has reported things that are not very important, but have to do with the Russian embassy. He has reported from the Russian embassy. There's just, it's, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
It's weird. And if you want to get worse vibes, here, again, haven't been kicked out yet. He and his friend get a drink, and this is how they cheers each other.
Oh, God, I don't want to hear this. This has to be insane.
Hey, cheers.
That's not unusual. I've done that before. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that.
Nope.
I'm fine with it.
Nope.
I've said it a bunch.
No, you haven't.
I have, actually.
Not in my company you haven't, because I would have called you a goddamn red.
God damn it, McCarthy.
Listen, it's nothing damning.
This whole thing is a witch hunt.
It's nothing damning, but in the context, it's interesting.
I'm gonna let that one go.
The throw of you.
I'm gonna let that one go.
I'm not letting it go. I'm building a case, baby.
I think you're being a little bit paranoid with that one.
I'm not being paranoid, but I will say I'm making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yes.
I agree with that.
That I'm gonna go with you're crazy on.
But it actually is, I leave it in really more to illustrate the fact that
you're as crazy as their bathroom.
But look, they've gotten pizza recommendations, they've ordered a garlic knot, they've now gotten a drink,
yep,
and are cheersing each other, having a drink.
Uh-huh.
They're also, I should say, he's picking up the camera and like moving it around. He's clearly broadcasting out of there. Like anybody who was watching him would know what he's doing.
Ugh.
He's not being discreet at all. The camera is out of his pocket. It's either sitting on the table with a light so he can be seen on the camera, because it's dark in Comet Ping Pong. So there's a spotlight on him. It's ridiculous. So then here, he has turned off the,
he is a very bad spy.
Totally. So he's turned off the recording, and then it comes back on with this. And it starts up really quick, so pay attention.
I turned it off.
I understand that to you, this is maybe like a game, but considering that I myself and my staff receive death threats.
It's not a game, it's not anything.
This ain't no motherfucking game!
These things that people are writing.
I can't control what somebody posts on the internet, what someone comments.
I mean, when you post it on the internet, you can.
He doesn't have profile services. Once you do, that's late. That's
and
it.
You're throwing me now.
Well, you're throwing me out.
I am, because you're aiding a dangerous environment.
Right. So at the point that this started, I had turned it off.
I'm denying you service.
He wants you to leave. Yeah.
He asked me to turn it off, and I turned it off.
Okay. He's denying you service. He wants you to leave.
So why specifically?
I've already explained this.
Okay.
Sir,
you don't have to explain anything. We want you to go to the
airport, sir. Okay, so we're good. We're good for the...
Just grab your property and just leave this place at this stage.
Okay. All right, well, we're gonna head up. I'm fully compliant, just trying to find out what's going on.
Also, can I get that garlic knot to go? I mean, you guys already probably made it.
Did she want to add something?
No.
I thought you had something to say to me.
Just go ahead.
Okay.
So, that's the manager.
I don't have anything to say.
That's the manager kicking him out, and an off-duty cop.
Pizza, man. I don't know. I didn't have much to say, but, you know, maybe don't be a fucking dick.
That's not a bad thing to say to Jack Posobiec.
I want some vegetarian pizza, man. Why you gotta be a dick about it?
So, they get thrown out. The manager explains very clearly, me and my staff have been getting death threats.
Right.
You think this is a game. And Jack's like, I don't think this is a game. I'm just out. I broadcast all my dinners.
I can't control what is on the internet.
And then, yeah, that's what the manager comes back with.
I broadcast all my dinners.
That's what the manager comes back with is, are you reading the things that people are saying online? And he's like, I can't control that. You're feeding into it.
Yeah.
The manager knows it. And your childish game of, oh, no, that's not me.
Yeah.
The manager's not having any of that bullshit because you are putting people's lives in danger.
Yeah. That's the little brother, like, I'm not touching you. Like, fucking grow the fuck up.
Yeah, but that's his version of journalism.
Yeah.
So he gets kicked out, and then him and his buddy go out in the street, and I cut all this shit out because it's all just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
They kicked us out. And, oh. Bah. Right. It's nothing. In at this point, it's clear. It appears he's more fucked up than he was.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but he's on some sort of substance. I think he was probably high. But anyway, we've now heard.
That would help explain his really poor spying.
Yeah. So we've now heard the entirety of his time in Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Right.
We have heard him talk to himself and narrate his time there. We've heard him make a big deal out of the foosball table, and then once someone brings him the ball, just walks completely away from it. We've illustrated that he is having a bright light on himself and filming around the place while he waits for food.
Yes.
He's given a Russian cheers, which you don't think is a big deal, but I'm going to hang my hat on.
Still not going to say it's a big deal.
So now he closes out his interview with Owen Schroyer, and here it goes.
Hmm. And was there anything that you did specifically that would have made them want to deny you service?
Absolutely not. He said that he found my Periscope and said, you're live streaming from inside here.
He didn't. The manager didn't say that.
Nope.
And I'm not allowing
scared
that,
of
so
media.
I'm denying you service.
Yeah.
And so all I had
scared
titled the Periscope
media.
Was dinner at Comet Pizza. I didn't say, you know, Pizzagate. I didn't say any of the allegations. I said dinner at Comet Pizza, the kind of the way you would say, you know, lots of people take pictures and put it on Snapchat, Instagram, that sort of thing. And there are a lot of people around me with smartphones. But for some reason, this guy was completely keyed in. And honestly, I think he'd been tipped off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it would sound like, especially when they've got all kinds of stuff going on their social media, all kinds of weird pictures. I mean, we've seen the type of weird pictures that have been associated with this place. Just final question on your experience there before I move on to the next topic. Did you see any of that weird artwork?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Just even as you first walk in, you see this weird sort of demonic artwork on just to the inside of the front door. And then as you're walking back, you see this face that's just kind of on the wall above one of the tables, and it looks like this sort of some sort of cross between a zombie and like the girl in The Exorcist, Linda Blair's character, and it's just freaky. Then as you walk back a little further, the wall looked like it had been recently stripped. So there's a possibility that they may have actually taken some of those paintings down.
What?
Pizzagate, it has
perhaps
been trending on Twitter, certainly
sold?
Some weird stuff there. We'll see if that trend continues and some of the
they're
weirdness that just citizens are reporting on and breaking on social media. We'll see if
it.
That catches any ground.
Hang that picture, Rappaport.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what's the most suspicious?
Rappaport.
I think Rappaport took those pictures down from Pizzagate. He's taking pictures down all across this land. He's an evil picture elf.
If Posobiec was any kind of reporter, he would have looked on the ground next to where the picture should have been.
Oh, were they on the ground?
No, but then we would have confirmation of the Rappaport
that
elf.
That it was Rappaport?
Yeah, Rappaport elf. Hashtag Rappaport elf.
I remember when I was a kid, right around Christmas, my mom would be like, watch out for that Rappaport elf on the shelf right there.
You got to leave your wooden shoes out.
Oh, yeah.
Rappaport will leave a picture in it. So, like, okay.
Be careful. You'll get a lump of painting in your stocking.
We've got nothing.
Absolutely
that.
Nothing.
He has nothing, but he does still go on InfoWars and do this interview in order to cast aspersions and insinuate all this stuff.
Truly fucking
propaganda.
It's awful. That's purely lying. How can he not know that they're lying? And the fact that Owen Troyer just goes along with this like he...
Of course. They do know they're lying.
This is fucking insane.
They 100% know they're lying. They don't care.
They don't care?
I don't think, first of all, I don't think Owen's seen the Periscope because it's long and boring.
Yeah.
And he doesn't do background. Are you kidding me? So he's just going along with it and like assuming that Jack Posobiec is a reliable source, maybe.
Yeah.
Posobiec knows he's lying. He knows that he's lucked into this alt-right fame.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you tell the truth. Who gives a shit? Reality is malleable. It's like that. I mean, it's what Milo used to always argue. We're in a post-facts world. Just doesn't matter.
Yeah, but that's bad.
Oh, it's real bad.
Why doesn't it matter to these people? Because it seems like with Posobiec, it is just attention.
Yeah.
It's just attention. They 100%. Just like attention.
Yeah, yeah.
These people are sociopaths.
And seeing your narrative seeing people believe your narrative. I think there's a trolling aspect of it that they would never cop to.
Well, you know, I will say this. Maybe it's more just addiction.
It could be.
Because I think, well, whenever you get a like on Facebook or on Twitter,
sure,
there is that same kind of dopamine influx.
True.
So all of this attention, maybe they are just really getting off on it.
Yeah.
And so they're just doing whatever they can to get more retweets and more likes and to get more more people giving them this dopamine rush.
It could be like a propaganda version of like this new internet addiction that we've experienced and we've seen. It's possible.
Yeah, I mean,
that theory is as good as anything.
Because there's no possible reason that, because they can't believe in any of this shit.
In his dark moments, he knows he's a liar. Yeah. There's no doubt in my mind about it. I've watched tons of videos of him and he knows.
He knows.
Yeah, yeah. But in the same way that a frat boy, like, doesn't really give a shit that his whole existence is kind of based on hating women.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In the same way that they don't really care, he doesn't really care that he's a liar. He's making money. He's the Washington DC chief for Rebel Media.
Right.
Now, he's like, I don't know if this is true, but it's being reported that he has White House credentials now.
He does. He was credentialed.
But I didn't see confirmation of that. I just knew he was at the White House press briefing.
Okay.
I don't know if
you have to have credentials to get in there.
But you can get day credentials. It doesn't mean you have like across the board credentials.
Okay.
Like Mike Cernovich was there for a day. He doesn't have a pass or anything.
Right,
like
right,
that.
Right.
But like my point is that people like this who have no regard for the truth and just want to insinuate things, much like with the Macron shit.
Right.
He's just insinuating things.
Right.
Oh yeah. He's with his wife because she drugged him and now he's a puppet.
Yeah. That makes
all
sense.
All this stuff that you can't prove and you don't know. It doesn't matter. He's never going to walk back this Pizzagate stuff. He's never going to walk back the Macron stuff. It doesn't matter. It just makes him more famous. It's fucked up. And he is in the White House. He goes to the White House because our lives are fucked.
I want to go to the White House.
I don't, not anymore.
Oh, I do. I want to pee on something in the White House now.
That'd be kind of fun.
I want to pee on something in the White House.
I do, too.
It doesn't mean anything.
I do,
too. White House is meaningless. Our Constitution is meaningless. The Congress, if it was worth a shit, it would have already done everything it can to investigate all of this shit.
Yeah.
Instead of blocking the investigation at every possible turn. All they fucking want is tax cuts.
Yeah.
Why won't you? Why?
I think it's actually deeper than that. But
you think so?
Yeah, but let's not speculate.
Gay sex
not,
ring?
We're not fucking Pasobia.
Gay sex ring. You heard it here first.
Bingo.
There we go. This is what we need to do. We need to be more sensational.
Maybe.
We need to lie our balls off, and that way it wouldn't even fucking matter.
Yeah.
Because why would we hold ourselves to a higher standard when the world is clearly fucking ending?
Because what does it benefit a man to gain the world if he loses his soul, Jordan? Shakespeare.
I mean...
So I want to.
I mean, it's worked out pretty well for Alex Jones
and everyone we talk about.
Yeah, exactly.
So I want to take a step back.
They're all doing better than we are.
I just want to take a step back to encapsulate that last piece that he had with Owen.
Yeah,
that last thing, like, legitimately, he's got nothing.
Yeah,
all this stuff. The like, oh, everyone was creepy there.
Yeah.
No, they weren't. I saw the Periscope. We heard them. They were just
not even a little bit.
They were just service industry people.
Yep.
They didn't know what foosball was. The girl started 3 days ago.
Right.
I don't care that she didn't know what foosball is.
Right.
That's very believable.
Yeah.
That's nothing at all. They treated you weird.
You
were weird. And they
you
gave you.
You deserved exactly the weird treatment you got.
They gave you very polite pizza recommendations.
Yeah.
Your lies about kids scampering around behind curtains is not true. It's not in the Periscope. So what we come to at the end is the only thing that is maybe defensible. And you can't tell from the Periscope because it's shot terribly and it's dark, but there's a possibility that there's weird art in there, right?
Yeah. Like a lot of cool places.
Right. Now I want to say first, who gives a shit? But second, if that's the only real thing in your argument, you are the most PC fucking pile of shit in the world.
That's a good point.
If your argument that you can hang your hat on against this pizza place.
Yeah, there's weird art.
Okay.
There's weird art.
Okay. You want to censor their art?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Let's do it.
All right, enjoy.
Every picture.
All right.
Every picture belongs on the Rappa floor.
No, but really, I mean, that is really what's going on.
Yeah.
We don't approve of their
also,
art.
Also, we don't even know what their definition of weird art is.
It's satanic.
Yeah, but.
But that's meaningless.
Fucking.
It's all meaningless.
Yeah.
It's all meaningless. I mean, based on.
They said Kiss was satanic and Jimi Hendrix was satanic.
Well, Kiss
and all
was.
This shit.
They were knights in Satan's service.
They were. That makes perfect sense.
But, so, here we go. I mean, that's, I feel, personally, all you really need to know about Jack Posobiec.
Yeah, pretty much.
In the middle of the Pizzagate controversy, in quotes, he went to Comet Ping Pong, made a very misleading Periscope video about it, parlayed it into an interview on InfoWars, where he lied about it sensationally in order to make it appear that really creepy things happened there when they didn't. His own source material doesn't back up his reporting.
Nope.
So he's a shitty journalist. He's a propagandist, but we need to be afraid of him. And he will be a character that comes up again in the future, I'm sure, because
and he doesn't even
because,
give a shit.
Well, because like I said, he's going to come up again. He clearly has some sort of a connection to the nationalist movement that's going on.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, he would not have had pre-advanced knowledge. He wouldn't have had advanced knowledge of the Macron
leaks.
It's
so fucking blatant.
Yep.
Because he didn't even bother to take down his own video that is in complete opposition to what it is he's saying in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why wouldn't you even bother? Can't you hide your tracks any better than, why are we losing to such stupid people?
You know why? It's because it's what we keep coming back to. It's the battle of the second step, and they always will win. No one looks into things.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a shorter episode today.
Due to depression.
Well, yeah, I mean, I couldn't get it together, but we'll be back soon.
If I was going to take a summation from this episode, it would be that there is absolutely, like, they're just sociopaths. They're complete and utter sociopaths. They don't care who they hurt. They don't care about anything but themselves. They don't care about each other. They just want to get as much attention for themselves as possible.
And they don't even care about the globalists.
No, this is diseased.
They probably know that that's fake.
No. Well, I mean, even in that Alex Jones profile, whenever they're talking about the interviews from other people who've worked with him, it's just a medium to sell pills.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I tweeted about this yesterday, but you should check out that New Yorker article or New York Magazine article about Alex Jones. It talks about the sort of financial stuff in his business. And it's really interesting because basically they're just laying out shit that we laid out in one of our first episodes. We scooped the New York Magazine four months.
It's really interesting because we're better at
it. Well, they uncovered that, it doesn't cost anything for people to, play Alex's shows, to syndicate his shows. Like, that's all
they
old
uncovered
news,
that? Oh, come on.
Could have found that out by listening to your number one Alex Jones information source, Knowledge Fight. We don't dwell in the bullshit, just the real uncut.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We should get interviewed a lot more.
Totally.
Right?
Hit us up, New York Mag. Anyway.
Guys, if you want to email us.
New York Magazine. Looking at you.
It is knowledgefight@gmail.com.
Knowledgefight.com is our website.
If you want to follow us on Twitter.
Or if you want to send me a DM, Jack Posobiec, because I know you're listening.
It is knowledge_fight.
Hit me up, baby.
If you want to download the podcast.
You can do that.
You can go to iTunes.
Yep.
You can share it.
Yes.
On all kinds of different social media platforms.
That would be great. And if you would like to become a policy wonk, we have a donate button on our website. Support the show. You can become a policy wonk. Or
if you would like to request a time travel episode, which if Alex Jones continues to be disoriented and, frankly, as I think you've described it as kind of boring.
It's been pretty boring.
Right?
Yeah.
So if he continues to pull this shit, we're going to keep doing some time travel episodes
time traveling and dirty dossiers. so, yeah.
Alex probably likes being peed on.
Probably.
Yeah, I would give him that.
Yeah. Oh, also.
Or he likes peeing on people.
Also, my mom just emailed me an article from the Austin Statesman, or the Austin Chronicle.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, his ex-wife, Alex Jones's ex-wife, has, in a press conference said, "I will come on your show and talk about our custody trial."
What? On Alex Jones's show?
She said she would do it. There's no way.
Fuck yes!
Yeah.
Please.
Yep.
That sounds like something Alex is just crazy enough to. I give it a 50-50 shot.
I give it a zero.
50-50 shot.
No way. Because he can't pull the same tricks with her. You know how the people around you, you can't act really around them? Sometimes
right.
you get really insecure because they know that what's underneath.
Right.
She's seen him in his intimate moments.
Right.
She knows who he is. He can't pull that character shit on him. Should be able to call it out.
Ooh.
There's no way he'd let her on the show.
God, I want to hear some of that good stuff.
I want
stuff,
it so
though.
Bad.
Hey, I want to hear some of that good
hey,
stuff.
Hey, Alex, stop being a fucking coward and have your ex-wife on the show.
Hey, Alex Jones's ex-wife, fucking come on our show.
We will absolutely.
Oh, are you kidding me? You're on in an instant.
Yeah, well, you're an honorary policy wonk. Come on. Anyway, this has been fun, Jordan. I'm sorry that the world is the way it is, but it is.
We're going to survive it.
Yep.
Maybe. Or we won't.
Yeah, either way.
It's too late now.
Get a bunch of water and canned food, people. It's time.
I recommend everybody travel. Travel is a good idea. See the world while you can still see the world.
One-way ticket travel.
Yeah.
Get out.
Easter Island. If you donate $1 million or more for our Patreon,
Soros,
we will move to Easter Island and continue doing this podcast.
From the relative safety of giant heads. So I assume we'd live inside one.
Oh, we'll hollow one out like an igloo.
Right, right. Or that old lady who lives in a shoe. All right. Anyway, this has been fun.
Yes, absolutely. Guys, for everybody who's donated, you're policy wonks.
Damn right you are.
And we're happy to join you because we, too, are a couple of policy wonks.
We wonks!
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.